Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello.
Avec Véronica.
My word of the week is triskaidekaphobia, the fear of the number 13, which is also the title of a brilliant play, Fear of 13, currently playing in London, about a guy unlawfully held on death row for 22 years. Adrian Brody, Hollywood star, plays Nick Yaris, who, without the introduction of DNA, would still be there. So my theme today is Times They Are A-Changing, to coincide with Bob Dylan's current worldwide tour, which at the age of 83 is pretty impressive. The elderly have been in our consciousness a lot this week. The one with the long red ties, storming back into the White House, the one being ousted, 81, Clint Eastwood, 94, new film coming out, Jimmy Carter, albeit not as he was, has made it to 100, and the luminous Brigitte Bardot and Sophia Loren have made it to 90. These are people who tether us to our past, as so much of today is unfamiliar and constantly changing. Sometimes, as with DNA, for the good. Sometimes, not so much. Take the light bulb I mistakenly bought the other day. It only works with an app, so that you can turn your hall light on when you're far away from home. But it does mean your home becomes a smart home, trackable and traceable at all times. It takes an age to upload, and you can't simply turn the light on at source. Now we read that the Metro Garnier in Paris is to be tossed on the dustbin of history. Red wine in France is under threat. So serried ranks of vines which we know and love are being dug up in favour of pig fodder and solar panels. Our streets that used to teem with noise and life are slowly being replaced by zombie-like pedestrian zones. Small shops are disappearing. Churches are becoming gyms, police stations, pizza parlours. Perhaps I should end my lament with another Greek word. They had a word for everything, those Greeks. Neophobia, the fear of anything new. Well, having got that off my chest, I can tell you that the two events this weekend, in our little corner, are reassuringly homespun and traditional. On Saturday night, you're invited to attend the first World Championship in the art of making potato salad. From 7 at the Salle de Fête at La Romieux, a jury will taste and judge the salads on offer. And then we, the public, will decide if we agree. Will it be echt German with gherkins and mayo? Or will it be tiède with olive oil, parsley and no mayo? A tough choice to make. Apart from that, for the modest price of €14, you'll have onion soup made by Chef Agathe and a dessert, followed by music from DJ Pento. For reservations, call 06454943 75, or you can go directly to the Café Librairie in the centre of the village. On Sunday, a good way to work off those calories, there's traditional line dancing at 3 in the Allograin in Lettour. Take your places, 1, 2, 3, to the sound of the cornemuse, the ancient bagpipe. It only costs €5, so be there and be square. I've always had a theory that if square dancing and Scottish country dancing were introduced into other cultures, their need to fight and clash would diminish. It just makes you feel so good, gets your heart racing. And I end on a shout out for progress. Did you know that the BBC's Strictly Come Dancing programme has its first blind contestant? Has that happened yet on Danse avec les Stars? It's a brilliant way to change public perception of disability, and he is having an absolute ball. A film to look out for on Friday and next Monday in Lectour is Anora, in VSOP, but definitely not for the under-12s. Anora, a sex worker from Brooklyn, gets her chance to live the pretty woman story when she meets and marries the son of an oligarch. Yes, but that's only the start of the story.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Have a good week.
www.dfm930.com